We're going to turn now to a political drama brewing in Israel. Former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's on trial for corruption, is in talks to reach a plea bargain. If such a deal goes forward, it could force Netanyahu to take a break from politics, which could have big implications for Israel's future. NPR's Daniel Estrin is on the line with us now from Tel Aviv to tell us more. Daniel, welcome. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
First, could you just remind us about Netanyahu's corruption trial? What charges is he facing?
Yeah, he's facing three corruption cases, and they all involve his relationships with media moguls, including a Hollywood producer, an Israeli head of a news website. And the charges are that he gave them favors and he got gifts in return, champagne, cigars, positive press coverage. So he's facing some pretty serious charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. These charges have really weakened him politically, so much so that he was ousted last year after round of elections. His corruption trial has been going on for months. Witnesses have been called to the stand, and now we're hearing this news of a potential plea bargain, which is really coming as a surprise.
So what would be the terms of this hypothetical plea bargain by Netanyahu?
Well, so far, we're hearing media leaks. Nothing's official yet. This is being negotiated behind closed doors. I spoke to a person involved in negotiations who told me that under a potential deal, Netanyahu would admit to breach of trust, not fraud, and in exchange, he would not serve jail time. And there's still a disagreement on if this deal comes through on whether Netanyahu would be forced to leave office for 7 years, which would put him out of office, out of public life until he's about 80 years old. I've also spoken to a justice official who wouldn't go into details, but he confirmed that these talks are ongoing.
What would be Netanyahu's motivation to reach a plea bargain? Because he certainly is not shy about fighting for his position when he thinks he's right. And what does the Israeli public think?
Yeah, well, Netanyahu really has been fighting these allegations. He's been waging a war against the justice system. He's been calling the charges against him trumped up and really politicized the justice system. But now, the attorney general is retiring in just 2 weeks. And so Netanyahu may have an interest in getting this deal now rather than in the future whenever his future successor comes. And the attorney general may see a plea bargain also as favorable as a kind of way to reach a ceasefire and to lower the flames on this fight against the justice system to kind of restore democracy. The Israeli public is divided. Netanyahu's supporters would probably rather see him fight the charges, but probably willing to support him no matter what he decides. His critics are extremely critical about a possible plea bargain. They fear he may figure out a way to wiggle his way out of the deal somehow and figure out a way to come back to politics, even, not wait it out for 7 years.
We mentioned that this could have wider implications for the country. Could you just talk briefly about that? What impact could this have on the country going forward?
Oh, this could be a political earthquake for Israel. It could, of course, lead to a leadership race in Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party if he steps down. And it could even collapse Israel's government. And we could see the current government, which is a diverse coalition, collapse and right-wing parties try to clinch power and come together with Netanyahu's successors.
That was NPR's Daniel Estrin speaking to us from Tel Aviv. Daniel, thank you so much for sharing your reporting on this.
You're welcome.